Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Welcome to 21 Quick Lessons on Overcoming Personal Issues from the Encounters of a Christian Consultant. Lesson 6, The Slinky Scaredy Cat, Being Frozen with Fear. Do you see that scared little cat shivering in the dim corner all by herself? We want to help her, so we call for her to come to us, but she is frozen with fear. We slowly move toward her, but she slinks farther and farther away. And there she shivers from fear as she stays all alone. Okay, let's get started. Little does that scaredy cat know, we have just what she needs to be safe and secure, if only she would trust us. But she won't. She is too untrusting to move in the right direction toward us, or even let us come to her, so we can rescue her from her unnecessary fears. Her caged thoughts have become fearful giants that she can't seem to escape from. Her feelings have now confined her. Instead of running away from fear, she runs right into it and stays in it. We can be very similar to that little cat frozen with fear. Thoughts and feelings of fear can cause us to move farther from trusting God. We slink further into our own dark corner as we stay stuck in fear. Fear freezes us from having security of mind, peace in our heart, and a sense of safety in God's sovereign ways in our life. And so that's why we can be called a slinky scaredy cat, because we slink away from God and stay in our corner of scarediness. Fear puts confidence in our feelings instead of faith in God, who wants to set us free from our fears. We either think fearful thoughts or stable thoughts, but we can't do both. We must choose which types of thoughts are going to direct our lives. Fearful thoughts cause us to be caught living in fear. The Ferris wheel of fear. Fear becomes like a huge Ferris wheel we are riding in the dark all by ourselves, and then it gets stuck way up at the top. The rain starts pouring down, and here we are isolated and drenched in even more fear because we start recklessly swaying in the wind that gets worse and worse. Now we're frozen with fear because we have no idea on what to do to make this fear go away. And that's what it can be like inside our head when we get on the Ferris wheel of fear. Fearful thoughts keep going around and around and around, and we can't seem to get off. When we dwell on fearful thoughts, it makes thought blueprints in our brain. The more we think about the same thing, the same fears, the more impact it has on our thought patterns. The fears can become deeper rooted until we are frozen in them, unable to be freed from them. Fear disrupts our life in many ways, spiritually, emotionally, socially, and physically. Spiritually. Fear keeps our focus on our own human way of thinking instead of centering our thoughts on trusting God. Fear and trust oppose each other. Then fretfulness takes root in our hearts. More issues are added to fear, such as anxiety, distress, apprehension. This is why God warns us numerous times in His Word, "Do not fear." Fear causes us to walk away from God. Trusting in God moves us away from fear. Emotionally, fear can interrupt processes in our brain so we can't regulate emotions, then this impacts our thinking, decision-making, and impulsive reactions. Emotions can get more and more intense from continual fear. When we continue on the Ferris wheel of fear, we stay stuck in unstable feelings because we don't have solutions on how to deal with them in an effective and efficient way. Fear emotionally drains us. Socially, continual specific fears can diminish our capabilities to mature in relationship skills. This is because we are thinking in negative, apprehensive modes. Fear can cause us to stay stuck on the negative that has happened in social settings or could happen. And then we stay stuck in that fear zone of apprehension. Fear can spring from believing we won't be liked or accepted. This can range from just greeting someone to not talking in crowds or not wanting to have friends. Perhaps a friend betrayed us, so we are too fearful to trust anyone again. We can go the other route and do the opposite by talking too much or bragging because we think we must impress people. This is because we fear rejection. Deborah Small's book, The Art of Small Talk, has some good information for learning how to have social skills. Physically, how does fear affect us physically? Because of the stress related to ongoing, deeper-rooted fear, it can cause all kinds of health issues. Here are just a few: insomnia, fatigue, headaches, heart disease, high blood pressure, digestive problems, and immune deficiencies. Fear can also lead to depression and panic attacks. Just a note, if fear turns into panic attacks and other deeper issues, then please seek professional godly advice. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. In this verse, Paul urged Timothy to realize fear is not from God. Since fear is not from God, why should we take what is not from Him? We replace fearful thoughts with prayer, asking God to help us have a sound mind, no matter how many times we've got to do it. The original thought in the Greek language for sound mind means discipline, self-control, or to act moderately. So we want to discipline our minds and have control over them so we don't become frozen in fear and thus not able to trust God. Memorizing scriptures on trusting God is really helpful. Let's do PAT, Practical Application Tools. 5 tools to replace fear. First tool, truth replaces fear. Second tool, trust replaces fear. Third tool, faith replaces fear. Fourth tool, prayer replaces fear. Fifth tool, God's presence replaces fear. Let's get into more detail about these tools. First tool, truth replaces fear. Many times fear is based on deceit. It's not even true. It might not happen. Or we think in the what ifs, or I'm afraid that's going to happen. If we base our thoughts on deceit, then we are not walking in truth. When we don't walk in God's truth, then fear can take over. Retraining our brains to stay in His truth is what helps us to not stay stuck in fearful thoughts. Sometimes we might not know truth about a certain situation or topic. Then we can base truth on God's character. Psalm 28:5. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Ephesians 6:14. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. Second tool, trust replaces fear. We need to trust in truth. We might know the truth, but do we trust in it? Deceit or fearing what is irrational takes the place of trust. We trust regardless of what has happened or could happen. Fear doesn't let us trust. We must walk in that truth by trusting in that truth. Psalm 9:10. Those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Isaiah 26, verses 3 through 4. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. Psalm 62, 8. Trust in God at all times. O people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Remember, we can't fear and trust at the same time. Also, part of trust is keeping our minds on God's truth, along with pouring out our hearts to him when we fear. Third tool, faith replaces fear. Faith is described in Hebrews 11:1 as being certain of what we do not see. Faith and fear cannot exist together. Fear is simply unbelief or weak belief. Faith, on the other hand, is an absolute belief that God is constantly working in every area of our lives, even when there is no noticeable evidence to support that. We can't see it or feel it. Regardless, we have faith to believe because God doesn't lie. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Something that will help our faith so we can overcome fear is to continue to read God's word, study it, meditate about it, and pray on it. Otherwise, we keep hearing our own fearful thoughts, which is the opposite of hearing God's thoughts through his word. God takes us through fearful situations so we can learn to have faith in him by growing perseverance. Each fearful situation is a stepping stone to becoming stronger and stronger in faith as we step away from fear. What's the difference between faith and trust? Faith is the confident belief in God. Example, I believe God made the universe and I believe God is good and will do good in my life, including helping me overcome my fears. Trust, on the other hand, is more about what I do with my faith. Example, I take my thoughts captive and surrender them to God's truth so I can walk in them instead of walking in fear. Fourth tool, prayer replaces fear. So the first tool was truth replaces fear. The second tool was trust replaces fear. The third tool was faith replaces fear. And so the fourth tool is prayer replaces fear. Whenever we have a fearful thought, we need to immediately replace it with prayer. Go to God instead of going to your fear. Fear is a reminder to pray. Fear is a reminder to talk to God about your fears instead of talking to yourself about your fears. Look at these verses about prayer. Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Romans 12:12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayer. Now, this doesn't mean when we have fear and we pray to God that he instantly removes fear from us. Sometimes it's a journey on how to learn to let go of that fear and hold on to God. Fifth and final tool, God's presence replaces fear. Matthew 28:20, Jesus said, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Jesus is telling his disciples he will be with them in spirit after his death, just like he will be with us always. The word translated always in this verse comes from a special Greek phrase only used here in the New Testament. It literally means the whole of every day. So the whole of every day, Jesus is with us. This is then extended to all eternity with the expression even to the end of the age. Jesus' promise is to be with his followers every minute of every day and also into the eternal life beyond. Whenever we are experiencing fear, one of the greatest comforts is to know God is right there with us, even though we don't see him or feel him or understand what's going on. We are never alone. He is right there beside us in every single situation. He never leaves us. We might feel fear. We might not feel God, but just because we feel fear and don't feel God doesn't mean he isn't watching over us with the deepest care and concern for us. This is when we choose to trust in his faithfulness and not our feelings of fear. Psalm 105:18. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Psalm 121:8, the Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go both now and forever. Psalm 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Let's talk about some other forms of fear so we can balance this out. The difference between fear and phobia is simple. Fears are a somewhat common reaction to certain situations that are upsetting or unsettling to us if we concentrate on them. But a fear can become a phobia when a fear takes control of our life and we feel we'll go crazy with heights, water, dying, flying, small spaces, spiders, snakes, and things such as this. Either we learn to overcome those fears or we stay away from them. It's a part of being human when we experience some fear at certain levels. We just need to deal with them in a way that works for us, such as perhaps don't live in an area that has so many snakes that are crawling all over inside your house. When you have a deep fear of snakes, is it possible to live somewhere else? If not, then how can you realistically deal with that fear? Some of life is just using common sense, such as not having your child have a pet tarantula if you can't get over your fear of it escaping and crawling in your bed at night, and then you don't get any sleep. Hopefully your child will understand. Yes, this fear is based on the what if, but I'm going off the just in case to prevent. So perhaps this is being practical? I don't know, just saying. The truth is, we will have some fears that are caused by intense trials, such as not knowing when the person we love is going to die of an illness. That's being human and very understandable. Sometimes we need to have a healthy fear, such as not walking alone in a dark alley that has a lot of crime, or driving drunk, or marrying an angry person, or what else? Fear can keep us safe. It can help us from unnecessary hurtful consequences. This kind of fear is healthy and positive. This is not so much real fear as it is discernment. Discernment is aware of the potential harm and making wise choices concerning it. Discernment decides and then moves on. Fear finds no solutions and stays stuck. Let's recap the five practical application tools to replace fear. First tool, truth replaces fear. Second tool, trust replaces fear. Third tool, faith replaces fear. Fourth tool, prayer replaces fear. And fifth tool, God's presence replaces fear. After a consulting session, I might end it with this as I share it with you. Our paths from this very moment to eternity are heavily guarded by our Heavenly Father. This doesn't mean our life will be without any fear, but it does mean He will walk us through our fears because He never expects us to do it alone. He wants us to take our fears to Him as we learn to trust Him every day of our life, no matter what's going on. Okay, just want to ask you to please subscribe, share, like, so we can get God's word out there in this crazy world. Thanks for listening. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.